Hey there, everybody. Welcome into this week's episode of FKC Fantasy Hour. We're back in the saddle again. We're back at full weight capacity. We'd like to say before this episode begins that this episode is sponsored by a fruit bowl.
Yep.
That's exactly what's holding up Craig's iPad right now. It's fucking fruit bowl.
Jesus.
So we have been in this green room now for approximately 24 minutes. We watched Craig break three stands, his AirPods, and now his iPad is being held together by a fruit bowl.
Which I don't even see you eating any of it. Do you eat any of that, or is that just for decoration?
No, man. That is.
You get it? I know.
Sun chips.
Jesus.
Hated.
Slash fucking iPad stand.
I mean, it could be worse. That's a better stand than Kirk Cousins' Achilles, right? too soon?
We're good.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to stand for that shit.
Neither is the iPad stand.
Or Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, he ain't can't
stand. Also not going to be standing.
Yeah.
For those of you that are not watching at home, my name this week, in remembrance of Perk Thuggins, aka Kirk Cousins, is how many perks has Perk Thuggins taken? Because that
Perk
Achilles
30.
Is gone.
I just popped the Perk 30, right? like the kids would say. Yeah.
Joined by Mr. 227.
It's a big number. Ain't no TV show over here, boy. That's a big number. Put it.
Wait,
What's
that? Your high school weight?
No, that's
the amount of
right
points
now,
that he laid on my ass.
Oh, because I'm like, no way you weigh 227 now.
No, buddy.
Just the left side.
I got to put both feet on. Yeah, 1 foot 227. Yeah. Or the number I dropped on fucking Mikey B this week. Or
yep, that was me.
I think we broke it, by the way.
I mean, I somehow beat you in the two quarterback league that I haven't actually like done anything on in like 2 weeks.
That wasn't us, was it?
Yeah, I beat you guys.
Okay, cool.
And then I won the Vampire League, leaving 7,000 points on the bench. We'll talk about that in a second too. And we're joined this week by the Vampire himself. How is that not your name right now?
What?
The Count. Ooh.
I still when my teams win, I just stick with the same name. There's no point in changing them.
It's true.
Like I have to change my name in Dynasty, and I believe in your league. But not Manning's or Billy's. It's nice. Got another one in Vampire. Got Christian McCaffrey. So in the last 2 weeks, I've gotten Diggs and McCaffrey. And wait, let's see which way my finger's supposed to go. That way. That guy.
That one.
Look at it, I'm going to knock on that door. Mr.
Come
227.
On. Come on.
And there's a pretty good chance I'm going to come after your boy, Justin Jefferson.
When's he coming back, by the way?
There was a report today that he said he's coming back sooner than later. Who knows? They said they're gonna do an MRI after 4 weeks. So he's still got, I think, another week or two before they look at his hammy again. But since he's on your bench,
Who you giving me? Who you giving me?
I don't know. I'll decide. I'll think about it this week. I'll see how much of a nice person I want to be. If you get somebody of that you can actually,
that sounds like Wandale Robinson.
Yeah.
He fucking took. I said Musgrove, and fucking Hunter over there. You know, I put the wrong guy. All right, whatever, dude. Fucking do your job. I said Musgrove, give him Musgrove. This week, Deontay Foreman. And I don't know. Let's go take a look at my bench. Let me see who's on my bench right now.
Buddy, wait. Can we just talk about how bad my team is if you've got to go after a fucking hurt player? who's fucking might not come back for like 5 weeks?
You're not wrong.
I mean, what? You don't want Garrett Wilson? That's all I got, buddy. That's it.
No, I don't. You got Mark
Christopher. Andrews. Christopher Olave.
Yeah, he don't want him. He don't want that headache.
I regretted fucking taking him in two leagues, man. He sucks. Yeah. No, actually, it's not. It's his quarterback.
I was gonna say it's bump shoulder of Derek Carr.
Or let's talk about the fucking Alvin Kamara 10 catch guy who fucking stole 10 catches from Olave. How about we talk about that?
Hey, you know the two leagues I got that guy in? Billy's league and Manning's league.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You gotta sacrifice one for the other.
No, I feel you. Let's go take a look, right?
But I'm just saying, I have a buddy, I don't have anybody to look at.
Hold the phone, buddy. According to the standings.
Yeah.
Ooh, we're gonna leapfrog your ass this week. All right, let's go see wide receiver. You got Olave, you got Mark Andrews, you got Garrett Wilson. Sutton didn't get traded, so no, you got Fly. You got a good team, except you have who's your quarterback? Oh, Derek Carr. Wow.
Sunshine.
No, Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence is his actual starting quarterback.
Mm. Trevor Lawrence is on a bye this week, my friend.
No. We're saying his.
I'm looking at his team.
Looking at the matchup for this week.
You have to start Derek Carr.
Yeah, against Chicago. That's not bad.
It's Derek Carr.
Okay, it's still Chicago.
It's Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They just
improved their front. Craig, I want you to win. I'm trying to convince you to take a better player.
With Tyson bag of fucking donuts at quarterback.
I'm trying to convince you to take Garrett Wilson over fucking JJ.
I get that. I know what you're trying to do.
Then take JJ. I'm just saying you're not going to use him until the playoffs. And with who? Fucking Josh Dobbs throwing him the ball? No, thank you.
Fuck yeah. Let's go, Josh Dobbs, baby.
I mean, it ain't fucking...
No, it's not even going to be him. It's going to be... Perk Thuggins. We ain't got Perk Thuggins
coming in. Why would you take a hurt wide receiver with no quarterback over... I'd rather at least try Garrett Wilson once a fucking week.
You ain't wrong.
I know I'm not wrong. I'm trying to... Buddy, we tried to get you. You could have had one more player and one more week if you would have listened to us the fucking first week.
11.9, 16.2, 7.3, 10.5, 6.9, 13, 15. Now I'm good.
What do you mean you're good? You mean you're going to take JJ?
Most likely, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
I just don't want you to waste fucking, like, you can have fucking Garrett Wilson start for you for the next 4 fucking weeks as opposed to JJ sitting on your fucking bench doing nothing.
Okay. Well,
then take Trevor Lawrence. I don't give a fuck. Then you got, you know, at least something.
After this game, that's the 4th game.
Yeah. And he ain't coming back to this shitty ass fucking team with no quarterback, dude.
They're 4-4.
Again,
and Detroit they're drawing is running away with that division. Then they're drawing stone dead in the wild card.
Yeah, period. Really.
Buddy.
Craig, stop.
Okay. You can sell me this fake bill of goods, and this is for all the Justin Jefferson fantasy fucking owners. Don't expect shit from the rest of the year. Because Josh Dobbs, Kellen Mond, Ryan Aller, Mike Bernier, who gives a fuck throwing him the football? It's not the same.
I understand that.
We're talking about there's another wide receiver that's going through exactly what he is going through, and his name is Davante Adams. And that's with Jimmy G. And now we got a rookie from, like, Mormon Tech University that's going to throw it to him?
Real quick, though. Davante Adams put himself in that position. He went there. He chose to go there. He went to that shit.
He was sold a big bag of goods.
Thank you.
I get it.
They use car salesmen.
So I don't blame Davante Adams for wanting to go play with his college.
Justin Jefferson hasn't signed an extension. He ain't coming back this year, period. He ain't risking his fucking career for a fucking 4-18 by the time he comes back.
Because even if he gets healthy
they had their bye week yet?
There's nothing to play for.
Have the Minnesota Vikings had their bye week?
I don't know.
I don't know.
ESPN is the worst for fantasy football. No, week 13 is their bye. So his 4 weeks of IR, he got hurt in the Kansas City game. So he's missed the Chicago game, Francisco game, the Green Bay game, and now he'll miss the Atlanta game. Then they're going to evaluate him with 1, 2, 3 games to go before the bye.
And who are those three games against?
They play at Atlanta this week. Then they're home for New Orleans. They're at Denver. They're home for Chicago. They have the bye at Vegas, at Cincinnati, home Detroit, home Green Bay, at Detroit.
How does he step on the field before after the bye week? It's after the bye week.
Yeah, it's week 14, and it's the fucking playoffs. This is the last week of regular season. You're holding on to a guy for last week of regular season. Take somebody you can use now.
I'm just saying, if you're Minnesota and if you're Justin Jefferson, how does it make sense that he comes back before the bye week?
It doesn't.
You should beat Chicago. You should beat potentially New Orleans with Derek Carr at quarterback.
You don't know that. That defense and
I don't know. I don't think they beat the Denver Broncos after seeing what Denver did to fucking Patrick LeVon Mahomes.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I see one win.
And they didn't sell any pieces like we thought they were going to.
Not a one.
I mean,
I'm just trying to talk, and I look
at it from the standpoint, even if they go 2-1 or 2-2, say they lose to Atlanta this week. Beat Chicago, lose to Denver.
Six and six going into the bye.
Are they better than the Seattle Seahawks?
Nope.
Are they better than the Detroit Lions?
No.
Are they better than the Dallas Cowboys?
No. I think we got to figure it out.
So they're probably even with the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay is going to find a way to fucking win stupid games that they shouldn't. It's fucking Green Bay. It's what they do. Is that team better than the Rams?
Currently, without Stafford, maybe.
Okay, so you're competing for a playoff spot with a dinged-up Rams team that's inevitably going to get healthy. Kirk Cousins isn't. You're competing for a playoff spot with the Baker Mayfield-led Tampa Bay Buccaneers or whomever else is in the NFC South. And you're competing for a playoff spot against the Commanders, the Packers, and the Cowboys?
Okay.
I mean,
currently they're sitting in the seventh spot. Yeah. They're sitting in the wild card spot.
Yeah, currently.
Okay. Currently. Because the middle of the pack in the NFC, they're all the same. They're all the same.
But they're going to be
in contention for a wild card. They're not winning that division.
But there's a big difference. No. Everybody in the middle of the NFC has a quarterback.
New Orleans?
I'm taking Derek Carr over the Mormon. Next.
Over the Mormon?
Yeah, whoever. Get Christian Ponder to come back and play quarterback for fucking Minnesota.
They just traded for Dobbs.
He's not starting. They've already said that.
Not this week. He will.
Yeah, not this week. He will.
Yeah, okay. We benched him from a 1-7 team. We expect him to go in there and actually win games in Minnesota. That's cute.
They don't give a fuck. It don't matter if he's starting too. They ain't winning.
I'm taking Derek Carr. I'm taking Baker Mayfield. I'm taking Dak Prescott. I'm taking Geno Smith. I'm taking Matthew Stafford. I'm taking Jordan Love. I'm taking fucking Sam Howell. If Kirk Cousins was healthy, I feel like this conversation goes completely different. But the fact that you're starting Josh Dobbs, Christian Mond, or whatever the hell the dude's name is. I don't even know what his name is. That's how much I don't give a fuck.
Kellen Mond or whatever his name is.
All right. Josh Dobbs this season with Arizona.
Who cares? They're 1-7.
How much of it was in garbage time?
That's fine. Whatever. They're points of points. We're a fantasy show, points of points. Doesn't matter if you're in the first quarter or in the fourth quarter. It's points or points. The guy's thrown for almost 1,600 yards on a dog shit team, ran for almost 260, 3 touchdowns and passed for 8.
Wow, that sounds like a Lamar Jackson fucking S year, but you could call Lamar trash. I mean, points are points.
All right, whatever.
No, I'm countering your.
I try to bring up a point. You shut me down. Fine, go ahead. I was trying to read the guy's. Whatever.
My point is, I want you to take somebody that's going to actually help your team fucking win. That's where we were going with all this.
I get it. So what? It's a fucking. Let him. It's a just, fucking. Just, I'm saying, if I want to take a chance on a player, I'll take a chance on a player. That's it.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Ryan, we tried to give him a win week one. And he didn't take our advice. Why is he going to do it in week eight?
All right, well, I should have listened.
I mean,
no worries.
If you're going to shut us down, then I mean, I might as well be able to counterpoint the fact that we tried to. Here you go. Yeah. And you basically
still trying to help.
I'm going to take flyers.
Okay, so I did.
And I'm still telling you that if you want to take Justin Jefferson, that's fine. But you also have to sit here on this show and understand. The quarterback position of the Minnesota Vikings will hamper his future value. And all you want to do is tell me that Josh Dobbs threw for this many yards and ran for this many yards for a 1-17. You're absolutely right. It's a completely different offense.
And that's why he's not starting this week. Give him a week or two to learn the offense.
But it's a whole new, but he may not run at all.
Yeah.
See what happens.
I mean, if you were Jordan Addison owner right now, are you feeling good about the situation?
I'm trading every piece of the Minnesota offense for a fucking bag of potato chips. Alexander Mattison, don't need you. Cam Akers, don't want you. Jordan Addison, see ya. KJ Osborne, bye. Fucking Justin Jefferson, what's my value?
Hockenson? No.
He's the only one that I actually want because guess what? Yeah. Tight ends are security blankets.
That's what I was going to say.
That's the only piece of the Minnesota offense that I actually give a fuck about now. Because here's the thing. It's a hamstring, right? That Jefferson's out with.
Yeah.
Mm. All it takes is one wrong cut going the wrong direction. And guess what?
Okay. And we're also talking about a $100 fucking gimmick league that I'm going to.
You're right.
We're talking about Justin Jefferson, the player.
Dollars, bro. It's a fucking $100 gimmick fantasy league. You're
buddy.
Because I want to take a chance on somebody.
No, I'm crucifying the fact that Justin Jefferson can get hurt. Stop worrying about the $100 gimmick league. I'm talking about Justin Jefferson's future value is diminished, whether it's a vampire league, your league, Batman's league, daily fantasy, it doesn't matter.
Play. If he comes out and says, I'm not feeling it, I don't want to play, then you know he's going to tank and, you know, whatever, and wait for next year. But if the guy says he's coming back sooner than later, and he says it today, that's good enough for me.
All right.
And that's fine, but I'm allowed to also give people that are listening to the show future advice of, hey, maybe don't go all in on the Minnesota offense because of the fact that they're now not having the guy who's led that offense for the last 3.5-4 years that knows that playbook, that knows the routes that those guys run, can call plays at the line, that you're not getting those plays from Josh Dobbs or whomever is going to play quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings.
I don't even know who's their quarterback this week.
That's what
Pondwater.
That's Pondwater.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here you go. Vikings trade for Dobbs, rookie. And I'm gonna read this name for you. It is
Josh Hall or something.
Jaren Hall.
From where? University of.
Who gives a shit?
With a name like that, it's University of. My dad's a lawyer.
No, yeah. I'm telling you guys. You thought I was joking. Jaren Hall, rookie, Brigham Young University. I called him a Mormon for a fucking reason.
My dad's a lawyer.
He went to BYU, and in that game against the Green Bay Packers, 3 of 4 for 23 yards. This is going to be Tony DeVito all over again. They are going to hand the ball off 7,000 times.
Good. I have Alexander Mattison in a few weeks.
That guy's a waste of space, too.
Yeah. Well, I'll have 26 carries for 37 yards.
I might have to keep stealing again.
Yeah, definitely not keeping Alexander Mattison. Fuck that guy.
No.
All I heard all year was how great he was going to be another Dalvin Cook's out of his way.
Yep. What about how good we thought Dalvin Cook was going to be? Dalvin
Cook got out of his own way. Yeah. I'll take what are bad takes for 600, Alex.
Yeah.
Fucking Alexander Madison. All right. So before we get into the next portion of our show, let's talk about the funnest portion of this show. And that means I'm coming for your ass, 227.
Mm.
Desmond Ritter's been benched, bitch.
I know. It's about time. We called it. I mean, I think we said right around this time, too.
It was so bad.
That last game was terrible.
Oh, my God. It was so bad.
Terrible. Dude, he can't stop fumbling.
He's got himself a bad case of the fumbleitis.
I mean, if Arthur Smith should have benched anybody, it shouldn't have been Bijan. He should have had him in quarterback, not fucking Desmond Ritter. So run the Wildcat with him, you know?
I mean, that would have been a better fucking idea. Lost a fumble. Nope. 8 of 12 for 71 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions prior to the benching. Tyler Heinicke in the relief role, 12 of 21 for 175 and a touchdown. I don't think Arthur Smith has come out and made a formal announcement yet, but
yeah, we're going to do it here live.
I don't think there's any way that Tyler Heinicke is not the starting quarterback this week, right?
Moving forward.
Well, I'm going to start with this week because he also let Jonnu Smith throw a pass in that game. So, I mean, I'm not necessarily saying that Bijan Robinson may not start a quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons at some point this year.
Yeah, Wildcat.
Unless Matt Ryan's doing the game on Sunday, maybe he can come down
Valid
point.
Matt Bryant?
Oh, Matt Bryan.
That's the auction joke.
Hold on. Can we all now we have to have this conversation. I want them to start Desmond Ritter. You want to know why? I want Desmond Ritter versus the BYU fucking rookie for the worst fucking game on Fox ever. Because that's the matchup this week. Is Atlanta versus Minnesota. So
Minnesota.
Yeah. Sign me up for that shithole of a game.
See, Minnesota loses that one too, brother. That's what I'm saying.
They probably do with Heinicke at quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. They finally got a quarterback. If fucking Ritter was in there, you had a shot. Would have been 13-12, and they might have fucking last second field goal. Now you lose by fucking 10.
15-13 final.
Yeah. Fuck.
Atlanta's 4-4, New Orleans 4-4, Tampa Bay is 3-4 in the NFC East. Yeah, that division is so bad. It's so bad, it's good.
Dog shit. I know. Somebody's gotta catch them, right? Fucking run them. Might as well be on some shitty teams.
Who are you fucking telling? All right, so let's talk real quick. The 15 deadline deals. Obviously, the big ones: Montez Sweat going to the Bears for a second round draft pick. Leonard Williams going to Seattle from the Giants for a 24 second and a 25 fifth round pick. We talked about Kevin Bayard going to the Eagles. We've mentioned Josh Dobbs going from Arizona to Minnesota. Chase Young to the 49ers for a 2024 third round pick. And honestly, the only other offensive weapon for fantasy value, Donovan Peoples-Jones going from Cleveland to Detroit for a 2025 sixth round draft pick. I don't know why people thought that this was going to be last year's fucking trade deadline again. Maybe because people thought that Denver was going to sell pieces, but it's hard to sell pieces and make it make sense when you beat the Kansas City Chiefs the week before.
That was going to be my point. A lot of these teams at Tennessee, you know, there might have been Derrick Henry, D-Hop, you know, let's send him to some contenders. I thought they should have done it with Devontae, the way he acted and the way he felt last night. You know, a lot of these teams that
Hunter
have
Renfro.
These expiring contracts that are 29, 30-year-olds, go get something for these guys. You ain't going to get shit for them next year, but now they think they got a shot to win.
I mean, especially if you're in the NFC.
Yeah.
That
was a big trade for you guys, though, Craig, and the 49ers, dude. Fucking, whew.
Yeah,
they just beefed up. They had to.
So yeah, losing three straight. Well, the thing is, if we're going to compete with them, and right now we're in first, you know, bye week, whatever, you know, but
yeah,
they look like shit the past few weeks. So I have a feeling like they were even talking about it today on NFL Live, and they felt like this was more of a necessity move by the 49ers than like a luxury move.
Yeah. You know,
because, okay, we just beefed, you know, we beefed up our front four, yeah. You know, with Williams, and guys are staying healthy. And, you know, if you put pressure on the quarterback, you know, your secondary is only going to play better. Your whole defense is going to play better.
Absolutely.
And San Francisco had to do it because their secondary has been getting beat as of late.
Yeah. Oh, especially this last week. They got
shit out of them last week.
Exposed the shit out of them.
You know, and their offense is starting to look a little suspect. So if it's going to be hard for them to be putting up 24, 26 points, they got to hold teams to under 18, 17 points. So, you know, it's a great move for them because now you got him and Bosa coming at you from both. And it's just, that's a nightmare. And we have to play them 3 weeks. And Philly is in the middle of that game.
Yep.
So,
this whole NFC is going to be pretty much the next 4 or 5 weeks is going to be figured out.
Yep.
We play Kansas. Philly plays Kansas City, Dallas, Seattle. Who else? I think there's one other team. San Francisco too. Yep.
It's going to be a great second half as far as in the NFC.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I mean, you know, between the East and the West. You know, you got four teams that you're pretty much guaranteed that are going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Which Philly, Dallas, Seattle, and San Fran.
And you can lock Detroit into possible one seed and definitely winning that division.
You know, and then whoever's coming, you're only getting one team out of the South. You're not getting a wild card. And then your last wild card is going to come down to,
like we said,
New Orleans,
Green Bay, Washington.
Are we sure that we're not going to get a second team out of the South?
Why? Who do you think, Atlanta?
I mean, if Minnesota with no Kirk Cousins is going to be as bad as we think they are, Washington, Green Bay has already proven that they're willing to give away games. I mean, if we're not counting out Minnesota, you can't count out Tampa Bay or
Atlanta
or New Orleans. I mean,
yeah.
It really feels like it's wide open. It really feels like this is the time where the Rams offense has to find a way to get it going.
Yeah, but wait, that's another team with a hurt quarterback.
His injury, though, is
he's coming back.
Football, right thumb.
Yeah, no, I know.
I mean, Justin Herbert,
4 weeks,
broken finger, handing the ball off backwards. I mean, quarterbacks find a way to tape fingers together and make it work. I understand it's a thumb. It's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be gripping the ball. But if there's a quarterback I trust, looking at the quarterbacks of the teams that we're mentioning, I trust Matthew Stafford more than I do Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, Tyler Heineke, whomever is the quarterback in Minnesota, Jordan Love, etc. But I feel like their problem is going to be they've got to play you guys. They've got to play the Niners. You know, they've got to find a way to start winning some games that they probably shouldn't win.
Right.
And with the way that this offense is not moving the football since Cooper Kupp came back, that's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a long-term problem for the Rams.
Mm-hmm. Let's not forget, fuck them picks.
Fuck them picks.
Yep. At the ring, but your future is fucking terrible.
Somehow, like the Chicago Bears still have a shot of making the playoffs.
And that's like the thing with the 49ers. You gave up a third rounder for next year. You've been giving up picks. You know.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they were talking about that today. You just gave Bosa $35 million. You don't have money for Chase Young for next year. Nope. He's definitely a rental.
Yeah.
You got Fred Warner. You got guys in the secondary you got to pay. You got Debo looking for – no, not Debo. It's either Debo or Ayuk should be coming up for a contract.
Debo got his. Ayuk is the next one. Ayuk.
So
– I'm sure Christian McCaffrey is going to want to get a little more money before his playing days are over.
Did they redo his contract?
I don't know. I think he came over with Carolina. Didn't he sign like a 50 mil for, with Carolina or something?
Let me see.
He signed a long term with Carolina. I think it was 5 years.
I'm looking at the box score from the Cincinnati
World
Niner game. Nick Bosa, two tackles, half a sack. Maybe people have started to figure out Nick Bosa.
Yeah. Well, what's it, Craig? What's his contract?
4 years, $64 million, $21 million signing bonus. Mm-hmm. He's got 38 in guarantees. He had 30 guaranteed at signing. And he's an unrestricted free agent in 2026.
Okay, so they got him 2 more years.
They got 2 more years.
So you're not wait, how old is he?
27.
He's 27.
So you have him until he's 30.
Yeah, but if he's smart, he renegotiates this year.
That's what I'm saying.
You've got those 3 years on your side before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely a 1 year. You're here for the season. Get us to the Super Bowl. If not, see.
Yep. But this to me, this is what the this is what the NFL trading deadline is to me. I don't see it as basketball. I don't see it as baseball. I don't even see it as hockey. This is teams that go, I am a defensive lineman away from getting the Super Bowl. I'm an offensive lineman away from getting to the next round of the playoffs. I'm a wide receiver away from being the team to beat. Like, I'm going for rentals. I'm giving up day two and day three draft picks for them. I'm not giving up first rounders. That's why people were like, man, it's going to be the same as last year when they traded for Christian McCaffrey and they gave up all this for him. No. Mm-mm. That's never been the NFL fucking trade deadline. It's always been, okay, we need a wide receiver because our guy went down. Okay, let me go get the number three in Cleveland. You know? The fact that Kansas City didn't go get a wide receiver today is a question mark to me because they've proven that their wide receiving room isn't that great.
No.
I mean, you let Pat Surtain II lock down every receiver on your team, then you couldn't move the ball against the fucking Denver Broncos.
No, because they let Kelsey go ahead. We'll shut down everybody else.
And that's a problem when you play teams that don't miss a beat offensively. When you play the Los Angeles Chargers of the world, when you play the Cincinnati Bengals of the world, when you play the fucking Eagles, the Niners, teams that don't miss on offense. Like, I get it. Brock Purdy looked bad against Cincinnati. Credit to Lou Anarumo for fucking getting pressured him. Probably more than I've seen Brock Purdy get pressured the last season and a half, aside from the NFC title game where he blew his elbow out. That was the only other game where I really saw a team get pressure on him play after play.
Consistently.
So when you're looking at it, maybe there's a long-term issue here of no Trent Williams. San Francisco 49ers are mid.
Yeah.
And here's something. My buddy, you guys know Phil. Phil said to me, the week prior, in the Minnesota game, late in that game, Purdy went down, smacked his head.
Concussion.
Yeah.
And complained later on about a concussion, hence the concussion protocol.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen somebody come back that quick either.
I forgot who the other player was this year, but he's only the second, I think, ever to come back in the same week. And he got smacked around this week as well.
Yep.
They would have been better starting Sam Darnold.
Yep.
Quite possibly.
I'm just saying because he got all the first team reps.
Yeah.
I'm not even saying because of I think Sam Darnold's a better quarterback or I think this, right? I'm not even saying. Sam Darnold was the guy that they were preparing to start at quarterback all week.
Yes.
If you're, and you know he's already banged his head. You know he didn't tell you till later.
Yep.
Now you're putting him in the concussion protocol, which means you're not watching film as much. You're not doing as much because light sensitivity and all that shit. So if you're preparing yourself as a head coach to start Sam Darnold, I think that probably would have been the better play.
Yeah, but once he's cleared, they're just not doing it.
I would have just never let him get cleared. I would have told the fucking red hat guy to go fishing on Saturday and not even come into Santa Clara.
Yeah.
Because Cincinnati Bengal fan, I watched it happen. Tua magically gets cleared. Tua's head bangs off the field at Paul Brown Stadium and he starts throwing up gang signs. And we're wondering if this guy's career is over.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Free crab started wearing bubble. Yeah, they started wearing bubble wrap fucking in practice because of that.
So what I'm getting at is weird that it's the same team that almost murked another quarterback, but maybe just maybe we should say that if you go into concussion protocol after Monday, you're just out for the week. And we'll you're just done, dude. We're not even going to have a conversation. We're just going to – because at this point, you're putting too many people's futures at risk.
Yeah.
By letting them go out there, I feel okay. I passed this random test that they gave me on Saturday. First hit just takes one right off the fucking dome, and he's fucking throwing up gang signs like Tua was. And then he's done, and then Sam Darnold leads him to an NFC title game appearance, and then he's out of a job because some independent neurologist said that he could pass a test that isn't the same as getting hit by guys who weigh 300 pounds with fucking helmets on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It's one of those things where I hate the rushing of quarterback or just players in general rushing them back from concussions because it's you're leaving it susceptible to further problems. But that's enough of our health and safety protocol here on FKC Fantasy Hour. Let's get to the fantasies talk. The quarterback rankings for week number 9. I just want to state before I read off the first name that I am highly disrespected and feel disrespected at the quarterback that they have ranked number 1 in the quarterback rankings according to ESPN. Highly disrespected. The number one quarterback this week is Josh Allen.
Hmm.
Did you motherfuckers not watch what that Cincinnati defense did on Sunday? And you're like, on the road in the Natty, you're like, let's make Josh Allen the number one ranked quarterback. You got Patrick Mahomes playing in Germany against a team that doesn't play defense in the Miami Dolphins. You got Jalen Hurts playing at home against Dallas. You got Tua going against Kansas City, who just let Russell Wilson look like prime Russell Wilson all over again. And you're like, you know what? On the road in the Natty, we're going to make Josh Allen the number one ranked quarterback. The disrespect is real, motherfuckers. Your top 10 rankings, according to ESPN, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Tua Tagovailoa, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Dak Prescott, CJ Stroud, and rounding out the top 10 on the road in New England is the Sam Howell-led Washington Commanders.
Let's go.
I love me some Sam Howell.
Who just punted their entire defensive line.
Yeah.
He's going to have to throw.
He's been throwing, my guy. I think he threw for 400 against Philly this week.
I mean, huck and chuck in football. I mean, he's going to throw for more yards in the first half than Mac Jones probably will the entire fucking game.
Season.
Fuck.
I thought Minnesota would have gone after him. That would have been his work too.
11 through 15, Baker Mayfield, Jordan Love, Will Levis, Derek Carr, and then Gardner Minshew.
Sounds about right.
Honestly, no Tyrod Taylor probably with the rib. He was still in the hospital as of yesterday. I don't think Kenny Pickett's playing on Thursday night, so that means Mitchell Trubisky will be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So if you need a quarterback, please God don't start Tony Bag of Meatballs or fucking Mitch Trubisky, because there's got to be somebody else out there for you to fucking get. But it can't be fucking that bad.
There's somebody's this week. It could be.
You're not wrong. Anybody in that top 15 that were surprised or that is missing from the list?
No.
I mean, they still have Desmond Ridder ranked at number 22, even though we know it's going to be Heineken. I mean, honestly, 16 through 20, Stafford, Trubisky, Bryce Young, Geno Smith, Zach Wilson. And I think Geno is just that low because it's on the road in Baltimore.
Yeah, Geno's not what he was last year.
Yeah, but I still think he's better than think he's better than Bryce Young, Mitch Trubisky, Gardner Minshew, and Derek Carr.
But no, Baltimore's got a good defense.
I solely if that game was at home, I think he's ahead of half of those guys.
Probably.
Yeah.
West Coast team going east, a good defense. I don't love the Geno Smith matchup. Let's just be apparent about that. But I still think that even with a tough matchup, he's better than Derek Carr, Garner Minshew, Bryce Young, guys like that.
Yeah.
And we'll see how good Seattle's defense does against Lamar.
So. I don't want to say what I was going to say out loud because I don't want to put that in here. So.
What?
I mean, we're due for a Lamar Jackson stub his toe game.
Yeah, that's true.
We're due for 9-for-14 for 107 yards, one touchdown, three picks, and two fumbles. We're due that Lamar Jackson game where he's
He's gonna have to work the middle of the field because Woolen and Spoon are pretty damn good corners. So,
I mean, yeah, he's gonna have to. He's gonna have to rely on his legs. He's gonna have to rely on Mark Andrews to win the matchup. That's 1,000% accurate. But it's one of those things. He's just due for that game where you look at the stat line of him and you go, "The fuck was he doing?"
Because
every time before the injury, he has that one game where you're looking at his box score and it's like 235, two touchdowns, no picks. 235, a touchdown, no picks with like 80 and 80. And you look at the game and it's like, this motherfucker was really 11 for 36 for 109 yards and three picks. Like, what the fuck happened? You just do that one game where it's just like the wheels fucking fall off and you remember, this is Lamar Jackson. You're either going to have the home run or you're going to have the 7 fantasy points where you're like,
cool.
The fuck? How did my quarterback score 7?
And he ran for 45 yards.
Mm-hmm.
The top 10 running backs. Number one, no surprise here, playing against the Chicago Bears is Alvin Kamara, the number one receiver in New Orleans.
Yep.
Sorry, I have to crack that joke. Number two is Saquon Barkley on the road in Las Vegas. Austin Eckler at the Jets. Josh Jacobs against the Giants at 4. Breece Hall is at 5. Jonathan Taylor 6. Raheem Mostert at 7. Bijan Robinson at 8. The questionable Derrick Henry is 9 at Pittsburgh. Tony P at Philadelphia rounds out your top 10. I don't love the fact that DeAndre Swift isn't in the top 10. I don't love the fact that Joe Mixon, who actually looked like he was wanting to run the football against San Francisco, he's at 11. I don't necessarily know that and I'm a Tony Pollard owner, for the record.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know that I love Tony Pollard this year. He's giving me the Alexander Mattison vibes.
Not against that Philly run D either. I wouldn't like
him this week. No, not at all. It's just it's a really not a great matchup. That offense looked like it started.
Yeah.
That offense looked like it was starting to click, throwing the football. Like, does this mean Mike McCarthy's going to start throwing the ball more, and they're going to try to get into a shootout with Philly? Like, I don't love the Tony Pollard matchup this week.
No. I was so high on him, I didn't draft him anywhere, and I thought he was just going to have a great year behind that line and that offense. And I'm sure Craig's happy about Dak, though.
Hell yeah! Thanks, Ted. Oh, and
I called it.
And then, how do you say it? In my brother's league,
yeah,
I have Lawrence, but I had Stafford on the bench, and I traded Stafford for Dak in my brother's league as well.
So, did you see the trade that I made on Wednesday?
In Billy's league?
Yeah.
Which was?
Kirk Cousins for David Montgomery.
Oh, yeah, nice trade. I was
Nice trade.
At first, I was like, Well, Montgomery's probably a few weeks away, so Mike's just storing him. And I said something to Rems. I'm like, you got scared because I beat you. You got your first loss. And now you're panicking and you're trying to – so he just –
he texts me. He's like, I need a solid quarterback to make a real run. I can't keep doing it with Sam Howell and Geno Smith. And I was like, I'm not trading Justin Herbert because I still have a shot of competing in this league. I was like, if you want to trade for Kirk Cousins, I'm more than willing to listen. He goes, look at my roster. Tell me what you want. And I was like, I'm cool with either Rashid White or David Montgomery. He's like, you pick. And I was like, I was like, all right, I took Monty because I told myself that gives me a couple weeks for him to get right.
Their schedule's soft as fuck. We talked about it.
Yes, very soft.
That's how I went Detroit stack myself. Soft.
Yeah, like Dak's second half schedule.
Yeah.
Soft as Charmin.
It's funny. It's like I said this like 9 weeks ago that somebody was going to drop Dax at fucking by week 5-6. And here we are. Craig fucking scoops him up and wins him a game. Thanks, Teddy.
Thanks, Teddy.
Thanks, Murph.
And now, and like, Mike, here's the thing. Like, I was talking with Rob and Emma. And a few weeks ago, they were like, oh, we'll give you, because they had Cousins with Burrow. And they benched Burrow. Four Cousins. I was trying to get Burrow off of them in like week 4, week 3. And they're like, we want Thielen and Kamara for Burrow. And I'm like, are you like out of your mind? Like, no. You know, and then like Brandon sent me a trade. I didn't want Hurts because I wanted to see what Jonathan Taylor was gonna, you know, amount to. So I have Dak. Hopefully. He gets me at least – if Dak can get me 25, I'm happy.
Yep.
Kamara, Walker, and Taylor with Ridley – no, not Ridley, I'm sorry. Diggs, and then
OEM Ridley.
Receivers. Olave, Ridley, DK. Oh, but I have Thielen. So yeah. I have Diggs and Thielen as my start.
I'm going to – we'll get back to Calvin Ridley because I feel like we need to have a conversation about Calvin Ridley.
We do.
I feel like we'll get there. The 11 through 20, Joe Mixon, Kenneth Walker, DeAndre Swift, Isaiah Pistachio, Ramondre Stevenson, Rashid White, Aaron Jones, James Cook, Gus Edwards, Zach Moss. I'm going to put a bookmark on Aaron Jones because we're going to have an Aaron Jones conversation that same time we have a Calvin Ridley conversation because it's time to have some real – talks about some guys that we may be able to avoid starting for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
We talked about it last week with Gabe Davis. I decided not to start him. And they went off for 24 points. Shocker, right?
Shocker.
I'm so surprised that Gabe Davis decided to do something the week that I fucking benched him. Glad he didn't need those points to win. All right. The top 10 wide receivers right now, according to the ESPN rankings. Number one is Tyreek Hill, the game against Kansas City. Number two. He's always fucking open. It's Jamar Chase.
Always.
AJ Brown 3, Stephon Diggs 4, CeeDee Lamb 5, Keenan Allen 6, Cooper Kupp 7, Adam Thielen is the 8, Jalen Waddle 9, Davante Adams is the 10. Why? Why is he there?
What, in Oakland or in Vegas or
why?
It's name only.
Name or not, the guys behind him and they're good enough names. Garrett Wilson, Puka Nacua, Mike Evans, Chris Olave, DK Metcalf, Terry McLaurin, all guys that have done it the last couple weeks and put up.
Jacoby Myers, his teammate.
I have him in your brother's league. Where is he at in this rank? He is 19. He is in the top 20. Hold on. This is the more wild part about this whole thing. You got two Vegas wide receivers in the top 20, and Jimmy Garoppolo is their fucking quarterback. Fucking wild. That guy couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. We got two of their receivers in the top 20, and I can't get Deontay Johnson or George Pickens because Mitch Trubisky's throwing him the football.
Yeah.
What? I mean, I get it. Las Vegas is playing, what, the Giants this week? But Garoppolo still has to find a way to get them the football.
True. Mike, you
glitched. Yeah, what happened there?
Oh, hold on. I gotta fix my audio. You guys talk accordingly.
Buddy, that was a Matrix glitch.
Seriously, dude.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
I can hear you now.
I don't know what just happened.
No, I accidentally grabbed the power cable as I was holding my microphone.
You take the red perk or the blue perk?
Perk 30, dog.
Perk 30. I popped the perk 30.
Wait, real quick about how with these rankings on ESPN and how, like I say, they're by name. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm watching the NFL channel and their fantasy show is on right now. They were just doing some wide receiver stuff. The New York Jets have given up one touchdown to receivers all year long. And Keenan Allen is the number six wide receiver going up against that Jet defense.
Yep.
So a lot of these can be by name, by his name, Devontae Adams. I had fucking 2 points last night. Granted, we common denominator, his quarterback is dog shit.
Yeah.
Although Allen's, you know.
He could have had 20 fucking eight, though, if he would have caught those two balls that were, you know, wide open.
Yeah. So I just think, you know, some of these rankings, they just give guys the boost.
By name.
It's so weird that we've in the last minute and a half, we've determined that Devontae Adams is the more boomer bust wide receiver in the Las Vegas fucking wide receiver room. Jacoby Myers is the more consistent wide receiver.
Yeah.
And Devontae Adams is the more like, hey, he could go off for 37 or he could have two.
Yeah, but you know what? But now at the same time, how many more outbursts are they going to put up with? I mean, it's just going to come to a point where the Vegas Raiders just realize we really do suck. We're not going to win a lot of games. Do we really want – I mean, so we're just going to keep throwing the ball so he stops crying like a little fucking baby? Or we're just not going to throw him the ball?
I mean, either way, he's going to don a Raiders jersey for at least the next two seasons because you're not paying $50 million in dead salary cap space.
That's their fault.
I mean, that's the real problem here is that –
the Vegas problem. Still,
no, that's what I'm saying. It's Vegas' problem because you're going to put up with the outburst because you cannot leave $50 million of dead money and tell him to go play for somebody else because you don't like his temper tantrums.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate for Devontae because they're wasting what's left of the prime of his career. But they sold him that fake bill of goods. So I don't know if it's – and – this is going to pay me to say this. I don't know if it's bringing in Lou Anarumo and just nuking that entire coaching staff and going with a more defensive approach to try to find a way to stop Kansas City and Denver and the Chargers and go get yourself a solid, decent quarterback. Don't fucking worry about Jimmy G. Don't worry about that bullshit. Go get you a guy like Kirk Cousins before the Achilles, a Sam Darnold. Go get you a guy who can be good, have a great game or two, and keep you in the running late into the year.
Yeah.
You got a one-horse running back.
I was saying, you didn't even mention Hunter Renfro no more. Like, we don't even talk about him like he's a receiver there anymore. I don't even think that guy exists.
Yeah. I want to talk about that real quick because everyone keeps going, he doesn't fit Josh McDaniels' offense. I'm sorry. Do you guys not know Wes Walker, Danny Amendola, and Julian Edelman? I don't know. The prototypical 5'6 white wide receiver that ran all over fucking Foxborough for fucking 14 years. He's the exact same.
Insert.
And we're like, you know what? You know what? He doesn't fit the mold.
No.
Bullshit. Josh McDaniels is a shit head coach. He's a decent offensive coordinator at best. He shouldn't have a head coaching job. Let's fucking be real here. Blow the whole fucking thing up. Go get you a Sam Darnold. Go draft you a quarterback in the first round. Drake May. Somebody like that. Develop your fucking guy. Yep. Bo Nix if he leaves Oregon. Go get you go get you a guy who you're okay with. I think Bo Nix
has to leave Oregon. He's like 26 now. It's fucking
transfer portal. I don't know the whole fucking rules about the transfer portal. I'm not the best at that shit.
The COVID shit too fucked it up.
Is Bo Nix doing the Desmond Ridder route?
Yeah, pretty close.
Alex until he was 36.
Yeah. Yeah, he's already got pension coming to the NFL. He's
yeah, exactly. I mean, honestly.
Well, maybe that's where Caleb Williams got it from. He figures if Desmond Ridder gets into the NFL and he's already on retirement.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
No, see, Caleb Williams' agent went to the fucking Deshaun Watson fucking school of fucking get my client what he wants. Living in a fantasy like world says, that, you know, all the money's guaranteed.
Yep.
Good luck with that.
I'm sorry. Yeah. We said it a couple weeks ago on this show. Hello, you're not getting ownership of my team. No chance. You can come play quarterback or you can go back to USC. I don't care. But
have fun. Fight on Trojans.
You know, go fight on. Go play in the fucking Big 12 or the Big 10 and lose 7 games because you're on a 4-game losing streak right now, and you've just proven the fact that USC is a mediocre team at best this year. But I digress. Right.
Enjoy the Weed Eater Bowl, my guy. Yeah. Good luck.
I'm gonna sit out the Meineke Car Care Bowl. Yeah. Oh, look, we're not going to give you ownership. All right, Mayo I guess I'm going Bowl. Back for my junior year at fucking USC.
Yeah. Duke Mayo Bowl. Here we go, baby.
The San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl. Fucking home of your USC Trojans.
Isn't there like a...
I'm pretty sure there's a what?
The TurboTax Bowl.
TurboTax Bowl, yeah.
You know what? I can't wait for the matchup between 11-1 Liberty and 6-4 USC in the Dick's Sporting Goods Who Gives a Fuck Bowl.
Yep. I think they play Washington this week, too. They're going to get fucking housed. I think you did your court again. Yeah, he's in the Matrix, bro.
The Matrix.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael J. Fox, you okay over there, buddy?
Sure.
Yeah, I hit my fucking...
What do you got? I
have my phone sitting on my leg, and I just keep hitting that fucking cord. That's my power button.
Oh, I thought you had like a Parkinson's button.
Jesus. No, I have my Tua Tagovailoa concussion button.
Jesus.
Just shake the whole fucking screen.
Jesus.
11 through 20.
Fucking rails.
Yep. Pook. Garrett Wilson, Puka Nacua, Mike Evans, Chris Olave, DK Metcalf, Terry McLaurin, DeAndre Hopkins, Michael Pittman, Jacoby Myers, and Zay Flowers. Give me the rebirth of DeAndre Hopkins now that Will Levis is playing quarterback. Because it wasn't Ryan Tannehill.
No.
God, he was so bad.
No.
Do you think Tennessee fans did a cartwheel when they found out that he got hurt?
Probably.
And then they found out that they weren't starting Malik Willis.
They did bring him in for like 2 snaps, 3 snaps, and he was done. Like it was over after. I think he threw up that 70-yard bomb. It's fucking over.
I mean, I'm surprised they didn't trade Malik Willis.
Me too, but again,
the Minnesota Vikings.
Stop.
Malik Willis greater than Josh Dobbs.
I think I still take Josh Dobbs.
I think I would have just signed Colt McCoy and not given up the draft pick.
Yeah.
Easy. Carson Wentz, come on down. I think he lives there.
Can we get Matt Ryan to show up?
Yeah. Carson Wentz, we need you for fucking 4 games, bro.
Hey, I heard Philip Rivers might be interested in coming back. He needs some fucking more money for his kids.
Even better. But yes, D-Hop. It was interesting. I heard him say something today. I was reading an article. He said he was like, he's pumped. He's like, most 30-year-olds wouldn't be excited about a rookie quarterback and
You want to know why? Because Will Levis went to the school of FKC Fantasy Hour. Huck it, chuck it, fucking football. That motherfucker just yucks it. It doesn't matter. Oh, look, triple coverage, gas.
50-50 ball, baby. Let's go.
Chuck that bitch 8 yards in the 80 yards in the air. Let somebody run underneath it. We'll figure it out. Huck it, chuck it, football. The Will Levis fucking school of throwing. Don't matter.
He's excited. That's why he's like, fuck it. At least somebody's throwing me the ball more than 10 yards.
7-11, always open. Fucking Will Levis' throwing patterns.
This guy can fucking throw 50 yards. I'll run under it. I'll find it.
Yeah.
Will Levis doing his best Uncle Rico impersonation. You see that mountain over there? I can throw a clear over it. Fucking watch, bet. Let's go. Fucking DeAndre's trying to run over the mountain to catch it.
Amazing.
Your top, I guess, five tight ends, Travis sure. Kelce, TJ Hockenson, Mark Andrews, Dallas Goedert, Dalton Kincaid, Darren Waller, questionable with the hamstring injury. He sits in the sixth spot. I don't want anything to do with Darren Waller as long as Tony Gabagool is fucking playing quarterback for the Giants with his -7 fucking passing yards.
At least he finally showed up for a couple of games, though. That was nice to see.
Yeah, and then fucking every quarterback that, I don't know, isn't fucking also an owner of an Italian deli on the corner of 45th and Broadway is fucking hurt. So, I mean, does it really matter?
No.
I mean, you tell me right now that you walk into a fucking... Craig literally walked into the DeVito family fucking corner store while he was in fucking New York, saw the jersey hanging up in the fucking window right next to the fucking Gabagool and the fucking goddamn roast beef. And they're like, hey, you see my son, Tony? No, I didn't, fucking asshole.
No, no. You'll see him on Sunday.
Yeah, you probably will. You know who won't see him? Me, because I ain't watching that shit game.
Fuck that. No.
God, no. Fucking. I'm really dying to watch fucking Jimmy Garoppolo versus Tony Gabagool in a fucking game I don't give a fuck about.
Buddy, we just had the Jets and Giants go for like 26 fucking punts in a game. Are you kidding me? Yeah. What do you think this one's going to be?
It'll either be 27 punts or it'll be 227 points because neither one of them will play defense. It's one of the two. It's one of the two.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the daily fantasy portion of our show. Obviously, the Sunday afternoon slate. So no Kansas City, Miami, no Thursday night game between Tennessee and Pittsburgh. Quarterbacks. I'm going to say that I'm wanting to start Jalen Hurts because I have a feeling that this game is going to be a high-scoring offensive affair. I get it. The Dallas defense looked really good against Matthew Stafford and the Rams. But last time I checked, Jalen Hurts is better than Matthew Stafford, and AJ Brown and Devontae Smith are better than every wide receiver in the fucking Rams wide receiver room right now. You could argue Cooper Kupp if you want when he's healthy, but I don't think Cooper Kupp's right now. So no. We'll worry about that later. So my, if I'm going to spend the money on a quarterback, it's Jalen Hurts. My value guy, just because, oh, of course, this is no Sunday night slate either, so no Cincinnati, Buffalo. Right. So, because Josh Allen's a name there. It's going to be Sam Howell, 5,800 against the New England defense. Do it, and gave the Commanders a shot to tie and potentially win that game. But Ron Rivera decided to Ron Rivera. So, yeah, give me Sam Howell. Craig?
Quarterback? I'm sorry, but I, you know, this is starting to be a little bit of a man crush. But
oh boy.
If Howell can do it, so can Dak.
Yeah.
I like Dak going up against Philly.
That was going to be, you know, my counterpoint to it is they gave up 400 yards to fucking Sam Howell. Like,
yeah. And as far as value goes, I mean, I know Bryce Young has a nice matchup against Indy, and he's only 5,100, but Gardner's 52.
Bryce Young just looked so mid against fucking Houston.
I know.
Houston's got a good defense. Mid. They were on the road. I mean, Houston won a – wait, no. Carolina won that game. I'm sorry.
At home.
At home. The last-second field goal.
Yeah, so.
I'd take Gardner. That was going to be my
you – know. I like that pick.
I've always – that's who I've been riding lately. I mean, you know he's going to throw for fucking 300 yards, three picks, three touchdowns, and, you know, that's going to be a Gardner Minshew game.
Yep.
You'd set your watch to it.
Even a broken clock's right twice a day.
Exactly.
Ryan, your
I'd go. I'm kind of leaning with you on definitely spending the money. I'm going Jalen Hurts just because, like you said, it's the Cowboys at home. You know it's going to be high score.
Yeah. And you're on the Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, train. I'm on the Gardner.
Ooh, the Gardner with the wrench.
Mm. Or, you know, what time is Will playing? Maybe you throw him in there, but I don't Thursday. Know his price.
Thursday.
Oh, that's right. He's Thursday.
Yeah, the Thursday night game.
Yeah, so, yeah, there's no value there. And you can't even use him, so it don't matter.
All right. Running backs. Obviously, the expensive name here, Alvin Kamara against Chicago, going off at 8,100. He's a name that's in play. He's not the name that I'm going to mention. My guy, a top four guy in terms of dollars that he is worth, it's Josh Jacobs, 6,900 against the New York Giants. I think they run the ball effectively in this game. They find a way to, you know, work the field, keep the defense rested to get after Tony DeVito. And I think that if the Raiders get out to a big lead, it's more Josh Jacobs in the second half, just trying to run the clock out. You might be able to break a late one and get over 100 and probably a touchdown or two. In terms of, quote, value, I've gone back and forth. Gus Edwards had a really good game last week for Baltimore, but I think the front seven of Seattle will find a way to keep him boxed up. I think they're going to be more worried about potentially trying to contain Lamar than Gus Edwards. So from a value perspective, I think I'm just going to go with Chuba Hubbard.
That's not a bad pick. He's
5,000. I think it's a good value.
Is hurt?
Yes.
Yeah. What's his injury?
Sanders played last week. I think he only played like two. He only had like two or three rushes. But
that's
what I'm saying. I think me and Mike talked about this last week. Chuba is just like he's pretty much taken over that number one spot.
I was wondering because he put up a bagel. He didn't have any points, and I wonder if he got hurt. That's why I didn't see. You know, I didn't watch that fucking game, so
I wouldn't have. Either. I wouldn't
know.
No, the running backs, Mike. I'm right there with you, Kamara, and Hubbard. But Jonathan Taylor is $1,700 cheaper than Kamara to free up some space at 6,400. They're the same guy though.
Yeah.
We'll run the ball a little bit, but you know you're going to line up and we're gonna throw you the ball about 15 times. So.
Yeah.
Right there with you on the RBs.
Yeah, I'm right there with that. I might throw Swift in there just, you know. I don't know what his price is. I don't have my phone.
He is going off at 66.
Yeah.
So he's right there in that top seven. Yep. The wide receivers, if I'm starting Sam Howell, I'm starting Sam Howell's favorite wide receiver, Jahan Dotson.
Mm.
He will be my value play. He's going off at 5,000. We've talked about security blankets a lot on this show. I think you're stupid not to start Adam Thielen. He is the tight end version of a security blanket for Bryce Young. He just
keeps he's looking at that. I don't think what do you have 19 targets again last week? It's fucking ridiculous.
Beast.
His game log was he had 8 catches on his 11 targets for 72 yards.
Yeah, okay.
Look at his target share this year, 11, 13, 13, 8, 14, 9, and 2 in week one.
Yeah.
And I think the one in week one was more because of the whole alleged allegations that they really weren't playing him.
Right.
You know, they only put him out on the field for
couple
10, 12 snaps or something in that week one game. Yeah. Because of the whole shit that happened, I guess, Friday night / Saturday morning, that there was talks about him potentially getting in trouble with the league office.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there was an allegation that he may or may not have laid hands on someone, and that it kind of found out that it was a lie and was all fabricated. So I think there was a real consensus from Carolina of like, Maybe we don't use him this week because if we don't have him all year, I don't want fucking Bergeron to fall in love with a guy who ain't going to be there.
True.
And then whenever they were like, hey, by the way, it's all a lie. Just kidding. Like, oh, okay. Let's put him out there because, you know, he's a guy that could actually help develop our fucking rookie franchise quarterback.
Yeah, he don't look at anybody else.
No.
That guy's fucking, like you said, he's open when he gets out of the bus.
Yeah. Tight end. I'm going to start TJ Hockenson just because I think he's the security valve. He's going off at 5,200 against Atlanta. It's Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to start Dallas Goedert against Philly. I mean, against Dallas, he seems to be having a more prolific role in the Philadelphia offense the last couple weeks. I'm okay with him. Yeah. You know, if you want to try to get some DraftKings value, Taysom Hill. He's the goal line running back. You can start him as a tight end. He going off at 4,700.
Yeah.
You know, you might sneak a pass in from him too. You might get something crazy. Who knows? So, I mean, but I'm either going with Goddard or Hockenson more than likely.
I might like throwing a Logan Thomas there just to, you know, if I'm stacking, well,
Sam Howell stack, I might as well, right?
That's what I was just thinking. Like, if I got the Sam Howell stack, I might as well throw Logan Thomas in there too. And I'm sure he's probably mid.
He is going off at 3,500.
Oh, that's value then.
Super value.
Yeah, that's. It's not too many guys in it, but yeah.
By starting him now, I can go to Mike Evans, Puka Nacua, or Devontae Smith as my third wide receiver.
That's not bad.
You know, my team right now, Sam Howell, Chuba Hubbard, Jonathan Taylor, Jahan Dotson, Devontae Smith, Adam Thielen, Logan Thomas. My flex is Kenneth Walker III, and my defense is the New York Giants because they are the cheapest and they're playing fucking Garoppolo.
Fair enough. That's, you know, not bad.
I think that's a pretty decent one. I mean, I can go Josh Jacobs and open up even more room with my flex if I decide that I don't want to die with the Kenneth Walker sword.
True, but he's a fucking touchdown a game, bro.
Exactly. He is Mr. Fucking I'm getting you at least a fucking touchdown a game.
Getting you a touchdown, buddy. Going to do that for you.
For sure. Craig, who is your tight end?
Trey McBride.
It's not bad.
I like that one.
The targets.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're stacking, you might as well stack that way too.
Yep.
I think it's good.
Is there a defense that were favorable matchup enough that we love?
I'll go Homer for 24. I'll go Homer for 2,400. I'll take my defense on the road, and they've been pretty good, you know, as of late.
And just got better.
And just got better up front. So, and for 2,400, I mean, if you want to talk a difference of $100, would you feel more safe with Seattle's defense on the road or the Giants' defense on the road?
Tomato, tomato.
I mean, you're splitting hairs at that point for $100.
Yeah. I just think it's the fact that I just don't like the Vegas offense.
I hear you. You know,
that's the only reason why I would consider taking the Giants is because they're of who they're playing.
Right.
That's it. It's not. I think Seattle could probably get more sacks, potentially get more turnovers. I just don't know that Vegas has the ability to score.
True.
But all right, let's wrap this up real quick. A couple of names I want to talk about before we get out of here. Is it time to officially bench the following guys? I'm going to rapid fire some names. You guys tell me yes or no. Number one, Aaron Jones.
I think Green Bay's already done that.
I
don't think we need to make that call.
I have not started him since he came off the fucking IR.
And it's not even like Dylan.
Yeah.
There's like nobody startable on that team. Dang. Especially my pick in the Dynasty League.
Yeah.
Yeah, in my league, I had the stack. I had him. I had Jordan Love, him, and Christian Watson. And literally, I am sitting at 2-whatever for a reason.
Yep.
The next name, I said we wanted to put a little tally next to his name, was a wide receiver. Is it time that we think about Chris Olave?
Mm.
He looks like he's given up on routes.
Yeah.
Looks like he doesn't want to play with Derek Carr or something's not right. It's weird. It's a weird dynamic right now in New Orleans. I don't necessarily know that it makes sense.
Well, I think the one thing that's hurting Olave is that Mike Thomas is healthy.
Facts.
You know,
and Alvin Kamara catching fucking 10 balls a game, dude. We said that fucking in the beginning of this shit.
And the fact that Taysom Hill is just basically running everything in from the 5-yard line. He's not even getting his goal line.
I cursed him out so much the other day.
Who?
Fucking Taysom Hill. Goddamn fucking vulture.
Yeah. Facts.
And your boy Shaheed is fucking catching the deep balls too.
But Mike, we talked about him last week as well. He's either getting Taysom Hill is either getting you 3 points or 30 points.
Correct. There's no middle ground.
Nope. Like I said, Shaheed's getting targets. He's getting more fucking targets now.
I guess he received a stay of execution, the Gabe Davis Express, because of his game last week, but I'm still not dying to put him in my lineup. I'm hoping to find value with Jacoby Myers or somebody like that, but it's like, I don't love starting Gabe Davis.
No.
The last name that I want to mention before we go, and this one hurts me because I have him in Dynasty, and it's been very frustrating to put him in my lineup the last couple weeks. It's Damian Pierce.
Another one who got vultured.
Yeah. The fucking Houston offense it's so weird. It's like, I love me some Nico Collins. I think CJ Stroud has been playing very well. But Damian Pierce, the last couple weeks, it's just been so, like.
And he's splitting down the middle with Singletary, too.
At this point.
It's not even like he's the number one and you know, losing, like you said,
to take some hell out of the, or something. Like, coming out of the bye week and Yahoo ranked at Carolina, the number two scoring, it's giving up rushing. 12 carries for 46 yards.
Yep.
The week before the bye against New Orleans, 3.4 points. He had 13 carries for 34 yards. Yep. The week before that against Atlanta, 20 for 66, a reception for 16 yards. He has not caught a pass in his last two starts, and he's splitting carries with fucking Devin Singletary.
That's gross. And he's getting vultured by their tight end. Mm-hmm. Not their tight end, fullback.
Yep.
Yeah, fullback.
Like, this is a real conversation. Like, is it time, if you have another running back, that you start a wide receiver because your value is going to be substantially higher because of the fact that he's getting vultured by the fullback, he's splitting carries, and he's not even a fucking thought process in the pass game?
Yep.
Sucks because he's a really good, really young running back. And in a dynasty league, you should be looking for the value of these guys. But his value has been diminished over the last 4 weeks by the Houston offense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, take it with a grain of salt. I'm probably going to have to start him this week because McCaffrey's on bye and somebody else is on bye. But afterwards, I don't know that he has a spot in my starting lineup in the Dynasty League.
And you're talking about you might not even keep him. You might have to because you got to keep 7, but you don't want to.
Hold on. Let's see. Joe Burrow. Michael Pittman Jr., Chris Olave, Derrick Henry, Christian McCaffrey, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I would consider keeping fucking Jahan Dotson.
Yep.
I would consider was Tank Dell drafted? Because I have him on my roster. If so, I'd consider keeping him.
I don't think he was drafted.
You know, Dallas Goedert, I would almost just keep the fucking tight end.
Yeah.
And just because at this point, I know I'm getting fucking value.
And then you know you got to draft the running back next year.
Yeah, my first pick is probably going to be a running back of some sort.
Yep.
You know, unless I trade Derrick Henry and or Christian McCaffrey for pieces.
Yep.
But yeah, this is a real conversation. Like this, like I've texted Danny about this, and I'm just like, he's not been good. He's not been a vital part of that offense. We may be up Schitt's Creek without a paddle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the first time that we've had a guy kind of deke us on like, oh yeah, he had a really great rookie year, and then like his sophomore year has been dog water. Like we've ran pretty well, you know, myself and Danny in that league about not having the sophomore slump, but this is like the sophomore just flunked three classes and isn't even allowed to play fucking football anymore.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, me and Greg can talk about this probably. I went ETN, he went, you know, your boy who's probably never going to play in the league anymore. And
the guy you guys yell, not keeping.
I agree, but I'm just saying, you know, it's the time. Yeah. I mean, I got lucky. You didn't. I was considering taking dogs too.
And you would have never have thought that you got lucky after he fucking tore his Achilles. Because you drafted him after he tore it. And you're like, man, I hope he fucking rebounds.
Yeah.
You took the fucking waiver on him fucking post-injury. You're like, yeah, fuck it. We're just going to sit him on the bench for the year.
Yep.
All right. Anything else before we get out of here?
Nah, I'm good, man.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for this week's show. If you haven't already, like, subscribe, thumbs up, Huddle Up Incorporated. Check over on Big Jim's Twitter page, at Big Jim Sports. The link tree there will send you links to all of the social medias as well as our page for any merchandise for the Huddle Up Incorporated brand. Until next week, where we'll talk more fantasy football. For the Fat Kids, I'm Mikey B. We'll see you next week right here on the FKC Fantasy Hour.